the effect of unveiling on the class of married people.
It's time now to discuss the effect of unveiling on the class of married people. The bonds that tie the hearts of men to their wives begin to loosen, little by little, in a community where its women are unveiled. The married man, although he is satiated sexually, will look at women that are far better than his wife in shapeliness and beauty. If his character is strong enough to keep himself from deviation, it does not prevent him from desiring and lamenting. He will wish for a wife like the one he is looking at, in her grace and her beauty. The wish will increase with the passing of days and with more meetings with beautiful unveiled women. These wishes will change into lamentations inside himself, and he will become resentful because of his bad luck. The same thing can be said about his wife, who was seen by men and who saw men. Surely she will meet a man that possesses some factors that put him above her husband in superiority and in many other traits. She will take the first step and the second step, that is, in wishing and lamenting. Now let us concentrate on this family and see what will follow. 1. Coolness of passion between them will result, for the heart of each one is attached to someone else other than their companion. He or she will not see in his or her companion anything save a person with whom he or she will unfortunately spend the rest of their life. In this world there are many husbands who are better than this husband, and there are many wives who are more beautiful than this woman. This is the fixed idea that will be concentrated in the minds of the spouses in the community of the unveiling, and it will surely weaken the sexual marital bonds between them.
Would you please explain to me this weakness of the sexual marital bonds, and does it have any influence upon the offspring?
2. Practical scientific researches showed that the coolness between the man and his wife is reflected in sexual copulation in its worst form, because the loss of flaming affection between the couple leads to the weakness of their offspring's tender physiological formation. When affection is activated and strong, it will produce a lot of good at the time of the instinctive sexual intercourse. It has the most effect in producing children of sound bodies and normal formation, and vice versa. Most ailments that are contracted to children are usually inherited because of estrangement concentrated in the spirits of their parents when they meet in a marital approach. 3. It can be added that the waning of affection from the atmosphere of the house makes the children live in a medium arid of affection. This will be reflected in their fresh spirits, and it will implant the seeds of hardness in their hearts while they are at the doorstep of life and make them stamp on it because of their grudge. 4. Finally, unveiling scatters consent from the spirits of people, as I said, and it creates resentment in their hearts regarding their ill luck and life. It is said that happiness can never be realized in a certain community unless the element of consent is fulfilled among the individuals of that community, because the lamenter for ill luck is wretched, even if he wallows in luxury. Nothing can evoke happiness in life as consent does. In the Holy Quran, there is not one verse that orders the women to unveil their faces, but on the contrary, the order has been issued by Allah the Almighty to cover all over the body and the face completely. Now let us listen to the word of God, and he is the most omniscient of the laws of obedient men and the ways of their good, and he is loving and merciful towards them. He orders the veil to be worn and shows its wisdom to the ladies of the Messenger, communication with Allah and peace are through him, who are the examples for the Muslim women to follow. God said, "And when ye ask his ladies for anything you want, ask them from behind a screen that makes for greater purity for your hearts and for theirs." The Holy Quran, Fortress 33, Al-Ahzab, the Combined Clans, verse 53. Since there is unveiling to the face, as they claim, so where is the screen?